flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
One-on-one. Butler backs in. That fallaway shot is up and good. 34 for Butler. It's an 8-point lead. 120 remaining. Butler says, give me the ball. Butler the drive, the runner, he banks it in. Oh, what a masterpiece from Jimmy Butler.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, there's JK. God, you know, I hadn't even thought of this. How about the possibility that Jonathan Kuminga has played his final game as a Warrior? That ever occurred to anybody?
I'd be shocked.
Me too. It's possible.
It's possible. You're right. He could be traded, and he's not going to play before the deadline.
And stop playing all these highlights of everything that Jimmy Butler, like, has been perfect. Where do we have any sound of him walking out of the gym during practice earlier this week?
No, that includes too much Pat Riley swearing.
Got it.
Sorry.
Do we have sound of the plane taking off without him last week for the Miami Heat? Do we have any of that?
He's only upset because they didn't give him a contract extension.
Oh, right.
And guess what?
Was he upset in the 3 previous places that he talked his way out of?
Because Cat is soft.
Okay.
Because Joel Embiid doesn't play often enough.
Apparently, Joel Embiid is... I saw a report, I know you saw it too,
yep,
that Embiid wants him back. He wants to trade Paul George for him.
You know why he rubs people the wrong way? Because they're not dogs like he is.
Because he holds them accountable. Is that it?
He wants to win so badly,
yep,
no one else can keep up with him.
Yet...
Get him in this Warriors culture? Yeah, screw the Heat culture, am I right?
Yet he never... Never has.
You never had a teammate like Steph.
Uh-huh. Is that true, by the way?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Never had a teammate. Well, I mean.
Steph is a top 10 player of all time. He's never had anyone on that level.
But this is the 36 and three quarters year old Steph.
Yeah, that's true.
Has he ever had one of those? I feel like he's probably had one of those. He's had some pretty good teammates.
Yeah, he had Embiid for half a year.
Had Andre Iguodala.
In Miami.
And the Warriors are retiring that number.
They are.
Congrats to Iguodala. I think they waited for Dibs to be out in order to announce that news because they didn't think it was going to go well if Dibs was on air when they announced that event.
And they're retiring his number when Klay and the Mavericks are in town again.
Perfect.
So the whole band's back together.
Yeah, get everybody together.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the date of it?
February.
It's later this month, right? Or next, I'm sorry, next month. I know we're not in February yet.
I can find it in a sec.
Yeah, okay. Mike and Hayward, we're taking your calls. The Jimmy Butler and Warriors pairing is reportedly back on as a possibility.
February 23rd.
23rd, okay. Yeah. And the Warriors are engaged in talks, reportedly, because reportedly the price has come down. Let's go to Mike and Hayward. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling. What's up?
How you guys doing today? You know, I look at the Warriors as when they won the last title, was that 2 years ago, right?
Correct.
And they had got Oscar Porter, they had Porter on the team, the other guy from Europe, what was his name?
Bielitsa.
Bielitsa.
Right? And that kind of fitted in with the veterans, and it worked well, right? And Wiggins had a good year, right? That did it. But then I always thought that after they won it, why did everybody think they're going to win five? They won four with that squad. It was time to start moving off people then, a little bit at a time, and get younger players around Curry. That's 2 years ago.
But, Mike, I'm going to challenge you on that. Hold on, because I hear this too much from people where it's like, well, that's what you should have done this then. How? Who are, like, contractually, and I'm not saying it's not possible. I'd just love to hear your ideas. Who are you moving off, and how are you getting off of those contracts?
Well, they should have never signed those contracts.
Which ones?
Because, hold on a second. They never should have signed, gave all those people all that money.
Which ones?
They gave Wiggins money because he had one good year.
Okay.
I was against him doing it.
But that's a below market value deal for a player.
I know it is, but everybody knows that you build NBA teams up through the draft. Everybody knows that.
Right, but
you acquire younger players.
But Mike, he was a younger player. He's still in his 20s. I mean, and
They got locked into the money. They had to pay that luxury tax. Now they don't want to pay it, right? They don't want to pay the luxury tax. So now they're trying to find out a way of winning this without paying the luxury tax. Well, you just might as well realize that you're not going to win a championship while Curry's still there. You're probably not going to win one.
Mike, if you had said, and listen, appreciate the call. If you had used the word Draymond Green, I would have been more open to an agreement of what you're saying. But when you come out of a championship season, the two big things that they did first were they did sign two extensions, the players that were in their 20s.
Poole and Wiggins.
Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins.
And by the way.
And signed both of them to pretty manageable numbers. Those are not the numbers that are hanging around the Warriors' necks right now.
I specifically remember, maybe not everyone, but the general consensus after the Wiggins extension was, he took a hometown discount.
Couldn't believe that he signed it.
Let's gear up for 2023. We're going back to back.
And remember this. This is why I'll always give a little pushback, because I watched this for years with the likes of Buster Posey, Brandon Belt, and Brandon Crawford. And people are like, you stupid, these contracts that you get, you all loved them when they signed them. Wiggins, Poole, Crawford, Belt, Posey. We could go on and on. When those championships get won, everybody wants to keep your people. Everyone does. I'll give you a smaller version of it with the Warriors. And I hear his name get tossed into everybody's ESPN trade machine today. But 2.5 years ago, this city was freaking out at the idea of losing Kevon Looney. Freaking out. And then they signed him, and about 10 minutes later, people were like, well, I wonder if that contract could fit. Well, he can't shoot. Gus, surround him, Draymond Green, Looney, this doesn't work. So, look, that doesn't mean the Warriors were right. It just means that those were not things that they could have or would have done at that point. You would not have let Andrew Wiggins and Jordan Poole just walk.
I think maybe the point of the caller and a number of other Warrior fans, and I know this isn't necessarily an argument you like to hear, it was signing Jordan Poole and then trading him for a guy approaching 40 years old.
Well, again, I don't think they were trading him for a guy who was approaching 40 years old. I think they were trading him for a contract that was approaching being done. That's what that was.
And then they didn't take advantage of that contract slot after the fact.
Well, did they or didn't they? you can even have that debate. Like, I know they wanted or hoped to turn it into more.
But the perfect opportunity didn't present itself.
It did not. And
so they're gonna continue to practice patience.
But what did it allow them to do? It did allow them to reset the second apron by having that money come off of their books.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll continue to those of you who love to pound the table about the young players, and you know, if you're still mad about Jordan Poole, I'm pretty sure Kuminga is like a non-conversation if you still had Jordan Poole. Nope. Like, can't keep him. So he's gone.
Well, Poole's contract isn't that restrictive.
No, listen, what was explained to me at that time is the new CBA rules make it almost impossible to have three or more players making big money, north of $30 million money. So the problem is the money going to keep going up? I don't exactly know what Jonathan's going to get, but I think he's going to get 30. I do think he's going to get 30.
The reports were he asked for around 35 per year before this year. Warriors offered at the max like 30 per year.
He's going to get at least 25. He's going to get at least 25. You've got Steph getting an extension. You've got Draymond's contract. You had Wiggins' deal at the time, which I know is short of 30, but it's in the neighborhood of 25, 26. And now you want to give Kuminga something. I'm sorry, you can't do it. Can't do it. So, and that's without adding in all the emotional stuff that was going on with Jordan and his teammates. Or teammate.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. As it relates to Jimmy Butler,
yes,
and the possibility, because you get hung up on if it means you got to sacrifice Jonathan Kuminga, whether it's in the trade or if the contract that Jimmy Butler has keeps you from extending Kuminga.
I don't want this team a year and a half from now to be Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy.
What if Kuminga is demanding way, 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 way more than the Warriors are comfortable giving him?
I don't know if he's in position to demand anything.
He's going to be a free agent.
A restricted free agent. He's going to have somebody else offer him that money.
And what if someone else offers him that money?
Well, that's the job of the Warriors right now to kind of know. And obviously there's a game of chicken that goes on there.
So let me tell
Brooklyn is really the only team that can scare the Warriors, and I don't know that that's what they're looking to do. But
let's pretend that the Warriors think that he's going to get an offer, Kuminga's going to get an offer on the open market this summer that is too rich for their blood.
Okay.
And that they're going to lose Kuminga one way or the other. Does that sway how you feel about a potential Jimmy Butler acquisition?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. You know what I mean? But the funny thing is if you just, like, let's go back to the way you're arguing it, which is to kind of say, let's spotlight right now.
Mm-hmm.
Does he make you better? Well, if you take Wiggins and Kuminga off the team, I'd argue the answer is no. I think you get worse. So what are we trying to help? Sure, maybe you are going to lose Kuminga in the offseason. But in that potential scenario of losing a restricted free agent, I would still wait and argue that there is the high potential of doing exactly what they did with Poole, which is maybe you sign that deal and it becomes more tradable for a different player down the road. And now you're cooking with something that people want because it's a player who's, I mean, what is he, 22, 23 years old? He's still a baby. He's got so many games in front of him.
Yeah, 22.
22 years old still. So that's something I would head out into the trade market at a different time with that. I'd let him play the rest of this season and get those numbers back up.
Yeah, and I'm not saying if you feel like he's going to get more than you're willing, you include him in the trade to Miami, you can – potentially still acquire Jimmy Butler without giving him up, and you have both of them for the rest of this year at least.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to put it. Again, what I've said from the beginning, I'm not going to say I'm 100% out on Jimmy. I'm going to say I'm 95% out on Jimmy. 95% out on Jimmy. If you can tell me, like, this is my checklist for Jimmy Butler on the Warriors. If you can tell me that A, he promises to opt out. B, you can get him without giving up any assets you love beyond Wiggins, because that's just needed to make the money work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you can get him for the rest of this year without with Wiggins and then just smaller expiring contracts, And if you include a, here's the third piece of the checklist. If you're going to put a draft pick in there, it better be at least 3 to 5 years down the road. That's my checklist. Then maybe I'm open to it. But you better sign a behavioral contract too. Don't get to come in here and be a jerk.
I'm not worried about Jimmy Butler's behavior.
I would be. Why not? He's behaved poorly almost everywhere.
There's a decent chance he's here for, what, 3 months?
That's true, and that helps, but I don't know when he's going to explode. How do you know when that's going to happen?
He's exploding on Miami because they're not willing to offer him a contract extension. The Warriors contractually, legally, they're not allowed to offer him a contract extension if they acquire him at the trade deadline.
Right, but Draymond Green's in the room. Let's not act like these massive personalities are automatically just going to fit together, number one. Number two, let's go back to your point. He's exploding at Miami because they won't give him a contract extension. Is that really a worthwhile reason at age 35 with $52 million on the table already next year? Is that a worthwhile reason for this behavior?
He dragged that franchise to the finals,
Mark. If this is fair, they're going to pay me 52 next year. And at age 35, he's livid because they won't give him max money when he's 37?
Look, I'm not telling you he's
worth this behavior?
I'm not telling you he's the most agreeable person in the world. I'm just saying if he's here for 3 months, I don't care.
Well, I do. I mean, if you don't care about the next 3 months, then what are we doing?
Well, I care about the next 3 months. I don't care. I don't believe that his mindset is so incredibly toxic that over the course of 3 months, it's going to be so disastrous to your franchise.
I don't think so incredibly toxic. I do think roll the dice. Roll the dice.
The Warriors only have rolls of dice.
Well, let's go to Jonathan, who apparently is in traffic. I'm sorry, Jonathan. Is it getting any better?
Actually, I'm in that part where it looks like it's all blue skies, and then you cross over that hill and you get into one of those vines, and then you see on the map yellow, red, gone.
Oh, man. So. Well, then hang out with us for a while. What's going on, man?
That's what I was just saying. I go, what better way to be in traffic than with you guys? So I wanted to go over about this. I completely agree with you, Mark. Jimmy Butler, any of those guys, they are pretty names. I agree. Help, you know, they're specimens to watch. I just don't want them in my arena. And I mean this with love. And I say this because as a Sharks fan, you know, God love me, but a loyal Sharks fan, we are now seeing on the brighter side of things. But boy, it felt like we were underwater for a long time. I felt like a Houdini trick gone wrong. And I was ready to swear Greer's name yet a year again. But I wanted to touch on that because of Erik Karlsson. It was a contract that I believe the Sharks wanted to do because they were kind of in the situation with the Warriors. We were contenders. We went to the Cup. We didn't win it, but we were still relative and we were still something to watch. And they knew all these contracts were coming just like the Warriors, and we signed a big old contract with Erik, and it did us no good. It did him good, but the team's still in rebuild, and we still had to go through that, and it was with burden and with debt, and we're already knowing what, you know, we're looking to, so why add to it, guys? If you think it's hard now, ask any loyal Sharks fan. It gets worse.
Well, it can always.
So, yeah, guys.
Yeah, Jonathan, thanks. It can always get worse. I mean, I think that's an interesting point he brings up, because I do think there is this characteristic in some of the arguments I hear that's so, like, flippantly, what do we have to lose? We stink out loud. Kind of. I get where you're coming from, but I could just as easily go, look, if your goal is just the 6 or the 7 seed or something like that, if that's your goal right now because you want to be realistic, then I would sit here and say, okay, you're like 2.5 games out and Draymond Green and Jonathan Kuminga are coming back. Like, I don't think it's unreasonable to think that you're potentially better in 3 weeks because of the acquisitions that are already on the roster. You could be better. And so therefore, I'm not saying you're in a great spot, but I would reject this. There's nothing to lose. You're the worst team I've ever watched play. Oh, you could get worse. You absolutely could get worse. And some people want to do that, but you wouldn't do this if that's your goal. Jimmy Butler is not your avenue to tank.
No. Jimmy Butler is an avenue to make it more likely you get the 6 or the 7 seed.
I don't know if that's true.
I thought you agreed that he makes them a better basketball team.
I have to know what they're giving up. You gave a scenario of if they give up this. I don't know what they would give up.
They give up Wiggins and the rest normal salary filler, including Looney. And
yes. But I don't know that that's on the table. I don't know. That's the price coming way down.
Yeah. I don't know what other option Miami's going to have.
I hear you.
Like how difficult it is for the Warriors to make this work, make a trade like this work, it's 10 times more difficult for the Suns to get it done.
Oh, agreed.
10 times more difficult.
Because Beal has a no-trade clause and a contract no one wants. Totally get it. And that's why I want the Warriors to behave this way. I do think in this conversation, there's a little bit of, hey, the Warriors, man, are desperate. No. Don't be in this conversation as the desperate one. The Heat are the desperate ones. So you got to come to the party that way.
And I know I have in the past argued for the Warriors to not be patient and to be aggressive and to get something done, because if you wait too long to get something done, it might be too late for that acquisition to help you. In this instance, you have to be patient because you have to hope you get towards the trade deadline. You wake up trade deadline morning, or maybe you never went to sleep because you're Mike Dunleavy. You've been on the phone all night long with Pat Riley and company in Miami. You have to hope that when you get an hour before the trade deadline, noon Pacific time, Thursday, February 6th, 9 days from now, that there's no deal yet for Miami, and they become ultra desperate, and they say, all right, we'll take what you offered us last week.
Yeah. And I think Miami, the reason we're hearing all this today is they're getting pretty close to that, because these things do take time, so you don't consummate a trade in 5 minutes. And the clock is ticking. They don't have a good deal. They're not in a good spot. They got to get that guy off the roster. D in the city is next up. Hi, D. Thanks for calling.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Sure can.
Hey, I'm just going to be straight up, regarding all this. Can we just keep all our players? I mean, shut down all the trading and all that? I mean, because I believe in our Warriors that we have the team, the future team. Even Carey or Green, because JK, they just try him out this year and saw his potential just this year, this season. And we've been having him from how long? 4 years or so? I mean, the young players, they just need more time to play to accelerate.
Right, but so the phrase that you just used there, I believe, is Steph Curry's concern. Because you just said they need more time, and Steph doesn't have that.
Tried before, you know what I mean. He wasn't tried like practice or anything. So, being said that, J.K. was one. He was a dynasty player, and now we're just noticing him. He can really play at least.
Sort of. No, he can. Yeah, but D, it's not that. Like I would just. It's not that simple. Like, Jonathan being good, okay, but first of all, unavailable right now for at least 3 more weeks, and number two, you're asking for further development, and I totally get where you're coming from. Like, that's a very fair position, unless your name is Steph Curry. Then I don't want to hear development and more time. Yeah. I got none. Yep. I have none. Plane is about to leave. Get on or get off. So
it's like the pre-game 7 bus ride to Sacramento a year and a half ago.
That's exactly right.
If you don't want to help us win, stay off the bus and stay in San Francisco. Don't come with us to Sacramento. Like, we're trying to win here still. We're not going to just coast the final couple of years of my career hoping that we develop something that's good after I hang it up.
And for any Warrior fan who thinks that that's a fool's errand, I think you can at least take comfort in the fact that he has publicly stated we don't want to do that irresponsibly. We want to do that, but we're not going to do it irresponsibly.
And that might have been a direct response to some Jimmy Butler rumors.
It very well could have.
But maybe irresponsibility turns to responsibility when the Heat offer or asking price comes down.
No, I agree with. 888-957-9570. We'll play it for you again, let you hear what the reporters are saying, but the word is the Warriors and Jimmy Butler are back on the table as far as a discussion piece because the Heat say the price went down. So are you in or out on that? 888-957-9570 is the number. We will dive off back to the NFL in about a half hour. Greg Cosell will have his weekly visit. All of that is coming up. Grandy is in for Dibs. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And this is Willard and Dibs.